Good afternoon, I'm Erin Gottsacker with WXPR News. The Wisconsin DNR has identified four lakes between Vilas and Oneida counties where the walleye population is declining. It has plans to bring walleye numbers up, and it wants public input on it. WXPR's Katie Thorson breaks down the issue.
Catherine and Clear Lakes in Oneida County and Laura and Anvil Lakes in Vilas County all have the same problem. Their once productive walleye population hasn't been producing much these days. John Kubishek is a DNR fisheries team supervisor. He doesn't know what's the exact cause of the decline. He says it's likely a number of factors, like the drought we had a couple years ago and habitat changes.
We started seeing declines in recruitment somewhere around 2008 to 2013, depending on the lake. It didn't happen at the same time in every lake, but it's the same kind of pattern where we saw a few years, 4 to 5 years of recruitment of walleye, but lower than in the past. And then after a few years of that, it went down even lower to near zero recruitment from natural reproduction.
The DNR will be working with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission and the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. Kubishek says they'll be tackling the issue from a couple different angles. This includes stocking and reducing harvest.
What we'd like to happen is natural reproduction to resume on these lakes. They were good natural reproducing lakes in the past, and we'd like to get back there. But we can't just cause natural reproduction to happen by, sheer force of will. And the best we can do is create the conditions that will allow walleye to spawn and reproduce.
People can learn about the plan and give input at a virtual meeting on March 24th. We have a link to it on our website, WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The Oneida County Highway Department says it needs more money to keep up with road repairs. The department needs to reconstruct 8.6 miles of road a year to keep pace. At current costs, that's about $1.6 million. In 2021, funding for the department was less than $1.4 million, according to Highway Committee Chairman Ted Cushing. Voters are being asked to approve a $500,000 tax levy increase for the next 10 years. That would mean a tax increase of about $650 for $100,000 of assessed value.
Based on the limitations that we have, we're at a 50-year cycle. We need to be at a 25-year cycle. We need to pave basically 8+ miles of road per year to get to a 25-year cycle.
Cushing says that a component of Governor Evers' budget could help with the highway department's budget shortfall. It would give local governments the ability to increase local sales taxes by up to 1%. The county would be able to put half that increase towards specific projects like road funding, but it's unlikely to pass the Republican-controlled legislature.
If that were the case, we wouldn't be asking for the referendum. And they were told by the Republicans, and I don't want to get political here, but they were told that that's DOA when it comes to the budget hearings in Madison. Dead on arrival. That'll never happen.
Voters will also be asked about an advisory question on road funding. If that one's approved, it would advise the county board to cut $500,000 of county programs and shift it to the highway department. Both questions will appear on the ballot for the April 6th election. The Northwoods Habitat for Humanity Restore will soon have its own new habitat. The store is relocating to the former Sears building on Lincoln Street in Rhinelander. We spoke with the organization's executive director about that move. Neighboring a Dairy Queen and on-the-go laundromat, 908 Lincoln Street has stood empty for some time. Now, white paint on the building's windows announces its newest inhabitant, the Northwoods Habitat for Humanity Restore.
It's official. We own it.
That's Dave Habel. He's the organization's executive director.
So we've got all the space, so it, of course, is awesome. That room in the back there, there's a large area where we'll be able to bring inventory in and get it cleaned up like we do.
The Habitat for Humanity Restore accepts donations of things like appliances, building materials, flooring, and kitchen cabinets. The profit the store makes from selling those supplies supports Habitat for Humanity's mission to build homes for people in need. Havel says this move will make the Northwoods chapter of Habitat for Humanity more efficient.
Where we're at right now, it's really three separate buildings and not very efficient, So what we're doing is this will become way more efficient because we'll have everything in this building. under, you know, in one area. So it'll make it so much easier for customers and certainly easier for us as a staff to manage the business. And
through the move, Havel says he hopes the ReStore will start to generate more profit, which would allow the organization to build more homes. Right now, he says they build about one house each year. If all goes well, he's hoping that number will increase. The organization started moving on Friday. With the help of staff and lots of volunteers, they're optimistic the new location will be open to the public in early April. Erin Gottsacker, WXPR News.